Good morning. It is the most wonderful time of the year. Hey, my name's Andy, and we are Water's Edge Church, and so stoked, so happy, so overjoyed to be with you today at the Encinitas Memory Care Facility. We had such a splendid time last year. We experienced your joy that we were excited to come back, and we're very much curious how God will show up today. We are curious. It is a wonderful time of year, and it's helpful to know that our curiosity, it ignites our wonder. In fact, we believe curiosity wonders how God will show up today. We're wondering how God's going to show up today, and we pray that you experience that curiosity and that wonder. That's what true Christmas is all about, the truth that God shows up. God shows up in the world, in the person, and in the child, the baby of Jesus Christ. The truth is that God showed up. God shows up. And the mystery today is that God still shows up through the Holy Spirit and through his people. It's a wonderful mystery that God shows up. But let's think about the Christmas story for just a moment. There are two miraculous births that happened during the Christmas story. Most of us know about the miraculous birth of Jesus being born to a virgin, a young woman, really a very young woman named Mary, who was a marginalized teenager in this backyard province of the Roman Empire. Her name was Mary, and she conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit. Now, does anyone happen to know the other miraculous birth that happened in and around the time of Jesus? Does anybody know who that is? It's Jesus' cousin. It's John the Baptist. At the same time, there's this miraculous birth of Jesus. 6 months prior, there is another birth. Maybe not as miraculous, but still a miracle nonetheless. And if we reread it, we can read briefly about this encounter that John the Baptist's father, Zechariah, who's a priest, has with the angel Gabriel. In Luke chapter 1, verse 13, it says, the angel Gabriel shows up to Zechariah, which is really awesome and equally terrifying. And the angel says, do not be afraid, Zechariah. Your prayer has been heard. Your wife, Elizabeth, will bear you a son, and you are to call him John. And it talks about how John, this man, will be a delight. And verse 17 says, he will go on before the Lord in the spirit and power of Elijah to turn the hearts of the parents to their children and the disobedient to the wisdom of the righteous, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord, to make ready those for Jesus. And in the next verse, Zechariah, hearing all this, he asked the angel, how can I be sure of this? How can I be sure of this? I'm an old man, and my wife is well along in the years. But Zechariah's response is, how can I be sure of this? It's interesting when you think of that response, especially when you compare it to the response of Mary, which happens sometime later, but later in Luke chapter 1, it says this, the same angel, Gabriel, appears to Mary, and he tells her not to be afraid. And in Luke 1:31, it says, you're going to conceive and give birth to a son, and you're to call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Son of the Most High. He will be great and be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever, and his kingdom will never end. And then we see Mary's response. She says, how will this be? Mary asks the angel, since I'm a virgin, how will this be? As Zechariah says, how can I be sure of this? Mary says, how will this be? How will this be? What do you think the difference is between those two responses? Zechariah's, how can I be sure of this? Versus Mary's, how will this be? Because to be sure, the way that the angel Lord responds to both those responses is very different. They look similar, but the way the angel responds to both Zechariah and Mary is vastly different. In fact, Zechariah asks this question, and the angel of the Lord Gabriel challenged Zechariah. He says, what's going on? How can you even question this like this? And he silences Zechariah for the whole term of the pregnancy, which would be 9 to 10 months. And I could be wrong, and this could be bad reading, but some commentators say that was actually an answered prayer to his wife, Elizabeth. I'm just kidding. No. But yeah, he's silenced for the whole term of the pregnancy until he writes down the son's name, that he would be called John the Baptist. You compare that, how can this be with Mary's? How will this be? Are we starting to see the difference here? Mary asks, how will this be? And the angel responds, oh, you're going to conceive by the power of the Most High. The Holy Spirit's going to come upon you. He doesn't punish her. He just explains, how will this be? Does anybody see the difference in their responses? Yeah, well, the difference is it appears that while Zechariah struggles, maybe is tempted with doubt and disbelief, Mary is curious with wonder. She's curious with wonder. She's wondering how God will show up today. And that kind of helps us understand what curiosity is again. Curiosity wonders how God will show up today, whereas skepticism doubts that God will even show up at my door. Curiosity wonders how God will show up today, and skepticism, it begins with this doubt that God can even or will even show up at our door. And my question for all of you today as we reflect briefly is, how does God want to show you his love and mercy today? May we be curious about how God wants to show you his love and mercy today, and even ask the questions to ourselves and to others, how will God show up today? That's my prayer for you all, is to be curious how God is going to show up today. And with that, we a few of our kids want to just provide a gift for you as we go forward and sing a few more songs. But again, may we all be curious how God will show up today, because the mystery of Christmas is that God continues to show up in and through his people and through the beauty and wonder of this season. I pray that you all experience that with a curiosity. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.